Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Gabe, this is John Hurd with Echo Foundation Repair.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Well, with sunshine, I'm doing a lot better.
Nice, good to hear, good to hear. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with you, see if you had thought about the Capitol there over the weekend at all, touch base with you.
Well, yeah, you know what I had in mind, I had, you know, had a little money left in the bank, and I always keep a little bit around the house, too, but
yeah.
Anyway... I didn't want to get too low, but that doggone interest rate.
Well, you know what? What's that? I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to say, what I can do here, you know, we definitely want to get the relationship started with your business. I'm going to go back here with the head underwriters and see if we can do anything about that pricing and make it a little cheaper for you. All right?
Yeah, it don't make a whole lot of sense to set it there in the bank. You know, it would be great to have it in the bank and it didn't cost me too much. Then it's just, you know, and I could use it to pay you out back with. But I don't want to pay too much for it just sitting there in the bank. It don't make a whole lot of sense. You know,
no, I understand. I understand completely. What I'm going to do is, go ahead.
Like the old saying, I always heard a friend of mine, he was a banker. And he told me, he said, don't matter how much interest you're paying if you're making it back.
Exactly.
You know, like $100,000 and you can make $200,000. Heck, borrow it, you know. And
exactly. And that's the mentality to have, right? So I'll look at the numbers here and I'll talk with the underwriters and kind of see if they can adjust that pricing. Because, you know, you have a nice business set up there. We want to, you know, see if we can bring down that pricing for you, and I'm gonna chat with them here and get back with you there later in the day or tomorrow. Does that sound good?
Yeah, if they want to, you know, if it's would help get the thing, the interest dropped down some, we could drop the amount I'm on the bar, you know, drop it down to 15,000.
So. Yeah, whatever you want. We could even look at numbers for 15. Just to throw some ballpark numbers at you, you know, if we could get you like 15,000 with a payback of maybe around 18, is that something that would work for you?
You know, that's getting more like it there. What interest would that be?
So it's hard to have an interest rate because it's not an APR, but that would be substantially cheaper. It'd be a lot cheaper than what we had initially offered you. But I have to check with the underwriters here, and also, you know, it's I know you haven't shopped around a lot with, you know, working capital, but it is unsecured, so you're not leveraging any of the business there, and that's
it's not like when you go to your local bank
and, you know, they have all your deposits and they're just lending it back to you. So it's different than that, but I'm going to have a chat with the underwriters here and see if we could bring that pricing down. You know, something that's more, makes more sense for, you know, someone that has as good credit as you.
Right.
So I'm going to talk to them and then I'll reach out to you either this afternoon or tomorrow. Does that sound good, John?
That'd be fine.
Cool. All right. We'll talk then. I'll let you get back to work there, buddy. All right, John.
All right. Sounds good.
Take care, man. Bye.